with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Alaska is airlifting hundreds of people from storm-devastated coastal villages.
It's being called one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history, evacuating hundreds of people from coastal villages that were inundated by remnants of Typhoon Halong. A record storm surge swept away homes, some with people still inside, leaving 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters.
The recovery is just complicated because these are remote communities, because there is no road connections, and many of the airstrips, you know, are not big enough.
Rick Toman at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks.
Even in the best of circumstances, this would be a logistical nightmare.
I'm Ben Thomas.
It's day 16 of the federal government shutdown. Another vote scheduled today in the Senate that would pass a temporary spending bill and reopen the government. House Speaker Mike Johnson accuses Democrats of not taking the issue very seriously.
Chuck Schumer and Democrats over the last 10 days, here's a small sample of their activity, okay? We've seen performative stunts and TikToks and photo shoots across every inch of this Capitol. We've seen Democrats actually toast themselves on the balcony of the DCCC last night, while their colleagues voted in the Senate to keep the government closed for the 10th time. We've seen not one but two failed publicity stunts right outside my own office.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled the mass layoffs appear to be politically motivated and must stop. The layoffs that are being carried out by the administration during the shutdown. The judge said the human cost of those layoffs cannot be tolerated. Authorities have identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people killed last week in a massive blast at a Tennessee explosives plant. More dangerous materials might need to be disarmed. It could be a while before they know the cause of the blast. This is SRN News. An international journalism group endorses transgenderism. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The World Press Photo Organization has dispensed its 2025 awards for Best News Snapshots, and the European winner was of a young woman who had undergone a double mastectomy in order to live as a man. The shot was taken by Dutch photographer Prins de Vos and has sparked outrage in many places around the globe. Critics say what happened to the subject amounts to mutilation, and a journalistic organization should not be promoting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
A small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the giant Christian Relief Agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who wrote online that every night the lit cross serves as a beacon to all. This is SRN News. Microsoft ended free security support for Windows 10 this week, though millions of computers are still running the older operating system. To entice people to upgrade, the software giant has announced new AI features on Windows 11. Waymo plans to expand its robo-taxi service to London next year.
The company will start testing self-driving cars on London streets in the coming weeks, with a human safety driver behind the wheel as well. Waymo aims to win approval for its services by engaging with local and national leaders in the UK. Waymo's self-driving taxis have been operating in the US for years, serving cities like Phoenix and San Francisco. Bob Agner reporting.
Obesity remains high in the U.S., but there are signs of progress. For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more dropped, an encouraging sign of possible improvement. More details at srnnews.com.